Please stand for the league invocation. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. If you would open your hymn books to hymn number 349. Seated at this time, I believe Teruel has a special music. Thank you.
are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel. Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame. Rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel. Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy.
Get up front where everybody can see your smiling, beautiful faces. No.
Thank you.
Have our minutes and roll call.
The District 2 Epworth League met on April 12th at Timmonsville Southern Methodist Church at 5 p.m. President Corey Shear opened the meeting with the league invocation, followed by a prayer. Annabelle and Allison Lane sang a duet for the host church's program. There were 84 in attendance. Mr. Mike Lane read the minutes from the previous meeting as well as the treasurer's report. Our youth ministries coordinator, Ms. Deborah Westbury, gave a few announcements and a short report on camps. The results of the quizzing were as follows. Scripture search, first place, Ann Grace Knowlton. Second place, Allison Lane. Sword drill, first place, Chase Shear. Second place, Annabelle Lane. Bible quiz, first place, Will of Faith. Second place, Turbyville. The attendance results were first place, Turbyville, for local attendance. There wasn't a second place, and in district attendance, first place, Turbyville, and second was Will of Faith. The offering given was $106.16, and no dues were given. The ending balance for the treasurer's report was $1,196.22. After some discussion in the executive meeting, it was decided to move the next meeting up 1 week on account of the July 4th weekend to June 28th at Turbyville Southern Methodist Church. President Corey Shear made a comment that if anyone wanted to suggest or nominate someone for an office, to let him know. Officers need to be elected at the next meeting. Reverend Stevenson closed in prayer. President Corey Shear then closed with the league benediction. Respectfully submitted, Mike Lane. I need to take attendance. Sumter. Newman Swamp. Philadelphia. Timmonsville. Okay, sorry. Timmonsville. Turbyville. Will of Faith. Oh, sorry. Y'all gotta be quick.
This past quarter, our youth has been very busy. We hosted a youth dinner. We also had VBS, which had an average attendance of 102, and out of that 102, 11 made first-time decisions for the Lord. And we also had a group of youth go down to the Wilds Camp in North Carolina, or up to the Wilds Camp in North Carolina last week, and two got saved there. And please continue to pray for our church, and we're giving $150 in dues. You're welcome.
13. Do we have any visitors? Just one? Okay, and I think that's it. I need to read the treasurer's report too. Hold on. Okay, last quarter we had a beginning balance of $1,196.22. There was an offering of $106.16. No dues were given, leaving us with a total of $1,302.38. And that's what we're beginning with today.
Now I'll just let Miss Deborah make her announcements before we get into what I have to get into.
Hello, it's good to see y'all. I have a couple of quick announcements for you. We are in the middle of our summer camps. We've already had two of our weeks of camp at Camp Summers in Monchet. And then tomorrow morning, we begin our third week, our 6 to 9 year old week. And I think we have some here who are gonna be there. So we're excited about that. Our theme this summer is boot camp, training an army for Christ, excuse me. And we are looking at the armor of God during our teaching times. And then we're also working on teaching our kids the books of the Bible and how they can find different passages of scripture. So we've really enjoyed that so far. We had 28 campers the first week, And then we have 48 campers last week. And we're looking to have around 35 to 40 this coming week. So if you can be in prayer about that. And then in 2 weeks, we go up to Camp Three Forks Trail for our camp up there. And we're looking forward to that as well. We would like to invite you out to Camp Summers in Monge on Saturday, July the 18th. That's when we'll have our annual conference meeting. And we're going to serve lunch at 12 o'clock. And then at 1 o'clock, we'll have our meeting in the tabernacle. And the Turbyville youth will be presenting, as well as the Clyde's Chapel Southern Methodist Church. Their youth program will be doing a puppet show. So I invite you to come out, even if you don't have any kids, just to show your support of our youth and let them know that they are important to us and we are thinking about them. I have with me today, y'all know I'm always selling something, so I have some camp t-shirts. If you're interested in a camp t-shirt, this is not our summer camp t-shirt. This is just a generic camp t-shirt that has our two camp names on that on there. So we have those. They're $10 each. And then the last announcement is not at all youth ministries coordinator related, but I do serve on the Eastern Conference Board of Administration, and one of the committees is hosting a one-day workshop in August that I think is going to be super beneficial to the lay people in our church. It's on how to lead an interactive Bible study. So if you're a Sunday school teacher, if you teach in your Epworth League, if you teach your men's Bible study group, your Cartwright men's group, your Women's Missionary Society lesson, or even if you don't teach any of those, this workshop is open to you. We have a professor coming from Columbia International University. It's only $10, and it is going to be well worth your time and your money of only $10. And we would love to have you there. It's hosted at the First Southern Methodist Church in Orangeburg, so it's kind of a convenient location for a lot of people. But we just want to equip the committee that I serve on. We want to equip our lay people how they can lead a Bible study that's interactive and not just a lecture. So if you want more information about that, I have that, and you can even register online for that too. So thank you very much.
Now comes the fun part. Can I get one representative from each league to this front, my right, your left pew? Somebody different, since we're having elections. Yeah. All right. So, the first one, I'll start off easy. The executive committee made a suggestion that $600 be donated to the general camp funds. So do I have a motion for that? Do I have a second? Okay. Oh, now comes the hard part. This is the last call for, or if you want to be on the executive committee, we have secretary and treasurer spot being open. So if you want to be on that, guess not. All right. The executive committee nominated Mallory Green for secretary and Carly Green for treasurer. Did I flip? They just nodded. Did I get that wrong? Was that right? Carly for secretary. Okay. Let's flip that. Carly Green for secretary and Mallory Green for treasurer. So for Mallory, do I have a nomination or a motion? I have a second. Okay. And then for Mallory, do I have a motion? Do I have a second? Okay. That is the nominations. Y'all can go back to your seat. Thank you so much for nodding your heads. Now we'll have the offering. So if I can get the two guys. Yeah. I can have the contestants for the scripture search to come down. Go up to the microphone and say your name and your home church.
Allison Lane, Talbotville.
And Grace Dalton, Tarpeyville.
All right. I'll just do 10, right? Okay. Just make sure. All right. Attention. Draw swords. Luke 9:23. Charge.
Luke 9:23, and he said to them all, if any man will take come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke 9:23.
Attention, draw swords. Hebrews 12:2. Charge.
Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:2.
Attention, draw swords. Job 29:13. Job 29:13. Charge.
Job 29:13. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. Job 29:13.
Psalms 18:28. Charge.
Psalms 18:28. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Psalms 18:28.
Attention, draw swords. Numbers 14:21. Numbers 14:21. Charge.
Numbers 14:21. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Numbers 14:21.
Attention, draw swords.
Titus 1:13. Titus 1:13. Charge. Attention, draw swords. Luke 11:2. Luke 11:2. Charge.
Luke 11:2. And he said unto them, when he pray, say, thy name of thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so in the earth. Luke 12:2.
Attention, draw swords. Exodus 19:5. Exodus 19:5. Charge.
Exodus 19:5. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for the earth is mine. Exodus 19:5.
Attention, draw swords. 2 Timothy 3:15. 2 Timothy 3:15. Charge.
2 Timothy 3:15. And thou, from a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 3:15.
Attention, draw swords. Psalm 27:14. Psalm 27:14. Charge.
Psalms 27:14. Wait on the Lord, be good, be of a good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalms 27:14.
Do we have a tie? All right, y'all can be seated. We'll give them a hand. And can I have the contestants for the Bible drill? Sword drill. Go up to the microphone and say your name and church.
Chase Shearer, Turbyville.
Annabelle Lane, Turbyville.
All right. I'll start off with the book drill. So I'll say a book, you have to turn to it, tell me the book before it and after it. Attention. Draw swords. Proverbs. Proverbs. Charge.
Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes.
All right. I'll do one more from that. Attention, draw swords. Galatians, Galatians, charge.
Second Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians.
That's correct. And now I'll move on to unfinished quotations. So I'll say the beginning of a verse, and you have to find it. Attention, draw swords. Let the words, charge.
Psalms 19:14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
That's correct. Now we'll go to the character drill. So I'll say clues and you have to tell me who he is. I'll do two from this. Attention, draw swords. I start with the one that says one beside it, right? Okay. Just making sure. Witness the stoning of Stephen. His missionary journeys are described in the book of Acts. Imprisoned in Rome. Was converted and made an apostle to the Gentiles.
Paul?
That's correct. Still on the character drill. Attention, draw swords. Daughter of Aaron. Was told she would not be able to have children.
Elizabeth?
That's correct. Okay. Now we will move on to the topical drill. So I give a word or phrase and you have to find it in scripture. Attention, draw swords. Arise, arise, charge.
Matthew 24:24. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall shew great signs and wonders, and so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Matthew 24:24.
Still in the topical drill. Attention, draw swords. Jealous, jealous, charge.
Exodus 23, thou shalt have,
okay. I guess we'll move to location drill now. So you don't need your Bibles for this one. Attention. Draw swords. Capital of the Northern Kingdom. Sychar is located in this region.
Jacob built a well here. One of the specific places mentioned in the Great Commission. The home of the Good Samaritan.
Samaria.
That's correct. Last one kind of gives it away. Still on location drill. Attention, draw swords. Children of Israel became the mighty there, or became mighty there.
Egypt.
That's correct. Now we'll do doctrinal drill. So I read a verse. And the contestant. So I read the whole verse and they tell me. Okay. All right, let's see. Hebrews 4, or attention, draw swords. Hebrews 4:15. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities.
Jesus was tempted, but he never sinned.
That's good. And that's it, right? You can be seated. Give him a hand. If I can have the contestants for the Bible Bowl. Miss Deborah is going to read the questions. Jordan is. Never mind, Jordan's going to read them. If you can go up to the microphone and say your name.
Kirsten Wingfield, Will of Faith. Ashley Windham, Will of Faith.
Chandler Johnson, Will of Faith.
Tyler Smith, Will of Faith.
Zach Tolson.
Grant Lowe, Will of Faith.
Carly Green, Turbyville.
Mallory Green, Turbyville.
Corey Shearer, Turbyville.
Okay. Will of Faith, can you pick a number 1 through 20? 15? Okay. In John 20:22, Jesus breathes on the disciples and commands them to receive what?
Receive the Holy Spirit.
That's correct. Turbyville. Where does Jesus look toward when he begins praying in chapter 17?
You look towards heaven?
That's correct. Will of Faith? It just goes through 20. What three commands does Jesus give Simon Peter after asking him, "Do you love me?" Turbyville?
Feed my sheep.
There. What's that? Where's he at? You gotta give three.
He said, "Feed my sheep." Then again, he said, "Feed my sheep." And then he said, "Feed my sheep" again.
I don't think either one gets to answer it. No? Okay. The answer was, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. Or you could have said, feed my lambs, take care of my sheep, feed my sheep. Now, Turbyville. What specifically does Jesus pray for among the believers in his prayer in chapter 17?
That they will be protected from evil.
That's incorrect. What specifically does Jesus pray for among the believers in his prayer in chapter 17?
You did say believers, right?
Yeah.
That they receive the words that his Father had given him?
That's incorrect. The answer was unity, that all believers may be one. Will of Faith? 17. How many fish did Peter catch on the first night that he returned to his previous trade of fishing?
None.
That's correct. Turbyville? Which disciple led the soldiers and officials to the place where Jesus was praying?
Judas?
Yes. That's correct. Will of Faith? In an attempt to defend Jesus, what body part of the officer did Peter strike with his sword?
His right ear.
That's correct. Deborah, how many do they get? A piece? Five a piece? Turbyville? Okay. Peter denied that he knew Christ three times before what event took place?
The race to cry.
That's correct. Six. Who did the Jews want released rather than Jesus?
Barabbas the robber.
That's correct. Turbyville? The Jews led Jesus from Caiaphas to the place of what Roman governor?
Pilate?
That's correct. Is there a tie? There is. What do we do? Three more? Okay. Three more apiece? Okay. Will of Faith. Quote the final words Jesus spoke on the cross after he received a drink of vinegar.
The scripture has been fulfilled.
Do what?
It has been fulfilled, the scripture.
Is that correct?
It is finished.
She said it is finished. She said it's finished. Yeah, okay, that's right. The Jews insisted to crucify Jesus because he claimed to be who?
The Son of God?
That's correct. Will of Faith? Who asked Pilate for the body of Jesus?
Joseph of Arimathea.
That's correct. Turbyville? What two things did the Jews dress Jesus in when he was sentenced to be crucified?
A crown made of thorns and a purple robe.
That's correct. Will of Faith? That's already been asked. What did Thomas cry upon Jesus telling him to place his fingers in the nail prints and side wound? What did Thomas cry upon Jesus telling him to place his fingers in the nail prints and his side wound?
You are my God.
Mr. Ellison.
Or my one and only true God.
Okay. It was my Lord and my God, but yeah, it was close enough. Where did Jesus carry his cross to? It's also known as the place of the skull.
Golgotha.
That's correct. Do we still have a tie? Now what do I do? There's not enough for three more questions. Three. I got two. I can do two more apiece. Okay. Wheel of Faith. Eleven, 14, 18, and 20. What three languages was the sign hung above Jesus' head at the crucifixion written in?
Hebrew or Aramaic, Latin, and Greek.
That's correct. Already asked. 14, 18, or 20. Who went to the tomb early on the first day of the week and found it empty?
Mary from Magdala?
Yeah. That. Mr. Ellison? Okay. What was Jesus' response when asked what would happen to the disciple that had betrayed him? What was Jesus' response when asked what would happen to the disciple that had betrayed him?
He was doomed to destruction.
That's incorrect. Turbyville?
He will have to pay a great penalty.
That's incorrect. He said, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is it to you? You must follow me. Turbyville, the only things left is 18, so that's your question. On the shore of what sea did Jesus and his disciples have a breakfast of fish?
The Sea of Galilee?
That's correct. Do we have time? Anymore. Okay, thank you. You can be seated.
All right, now we have another song. If you could turn in your hymnals to hymn number 473. Victory in Jesus. We'll stand up.
Say.
can. Miss Ashley Lattice. Love lifted me. Said love lifted me. You know what number that is? 505. If you could turn in your hymnals to hymn number 505. Love lifted me. Nah, I don't think they want that. Okay.
The winners for scripture search are first place Allison Lang, Turbyville, and second place Anne Grace Knowlton, Turbyville. The winners for sword drill are first place Annabelle Lane and second place Chase Shear. The winners for Bible Bowl are first place Turbyville and second place Will of Faith. Attendance winners are local is Turbyville, and district is first place Will of Faith and second place Philadelphia. For the year, scripture search is first place Allison and second place Ingrace. For sword drill, it says Chase Shear is first place. Okay. Chase and Annabelle are tied for first place. And second place is Addie Lane. Then for Bible Bowl, it says first place is Turbyville and second place is Will of Faith.
Do we know the location? October 4th, and we're asking Will of Faith. Okay, so the next time and place.
For my information, we will go to Conference
D. Do we decide that?
First place, but the first place winners go representing the district, but the executive committee of the annual conference that was being voted probably 4 or 5 years ago that anyone who wants it to be at the annual conference meeting can.
So October 4th at Will of Faith is what we're asking. So next time and place will be October 4th at Will of Faith for League. Well, your patience will be rewarded because Turbyville has some refreshments, having pizza, chips, and ice cream all down this hallway back behind me. The first double doors on your right will basically be straight ahead of you. And we'd like anybody that would like to stay and have some fellowship with us. I guess I'll do the closing prayer. So, here we go. Dear Lord, thank you for allowing us to come together, Lord, and just have a great time. Thank you for everyone that competed, and thank you for everyone that came to just support the young people that are competing, Lord. I just ask that you would just bless this food that we're about to have, Lord, and just let us enjoy fellowship together. Thank you in all these things. Amen. Please stand for the league benediction.
So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Thank you. You're dismissed.